From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. This week, lawmakers in the State House are considering a measure to limit who can be sued when a nursing home is accused of abuse or neglect. Supporters say the bill protects passive investors who are not involved in the care of residents from facing litigation, and that it could help nursing homes remain financially solvent in the face of such lawsuits. Opponents argue the bill could end up protecting parties that are culpable in such cases, and that it puts the interests of investors over those of elder nursing home residents. We'll hear from both sides. Plus, as Tuesday marked Earth Day, we put a spotlight on solar energy and what proponents see as its untapped potential in Florida, throughout the U.S. and around the world. We'll talk with solar power pioneer, entrepreneur, and author Neville Williams about his new book, Solar Power, and his efforts to provide greater solar energy infrastructure here and abroad. First, this news. This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. Tuesday marked Earth Day, and that's had many thinking about a renewable energy source proponents have been touting for decades, solar power. Later this hour, we'll talk with solar pioneer and Naples resident Neville Williams. His new book, Sun Power, details his efforts to bring solar energy infrastructure to regions around the globe and barriers keeping solar energy from growing in the U.S., even as technology has made it more affordable and efficient in recent years. But first, Florida lawmakers this week are considering a proposal to limit who can be named in lawsuits against nursing homes in cases of alleged abuse or neglect. Proponents of the proposal, which would end years of feuding between the Florida Healthcare Association and the Florida Justice Association, say it would protect passive investors in nursing homes from facing litigation in such cases. They say protecting these investors will help ensure the future financial solvency of nursing homes in Florida and help keep elder residents in the facilities that have become their homes. Opponents, on the other hand, argue that the measure would protect culpable parties from facing lawsuits in cases of alleged abuse or neglect, and that corporate owners who are fundamentally making decisions on how a nursing home operates. Opponents have expressed concerns that the bill would prevent nursing home residents from accessing their own records from the nursing home without hiring an attorney, something the majority of who are on Medicaid would be unable to do. The Senate version of the bill passed earlier in the current legislative session. The House is considering the bill this week. The measure has the support of the Florida Chamber of Commerce, the AARP, and the Florida Healthcare Association, which is the state's largest long-term care provider advocacy organization. Later this hour, we'll hear from Florida Healthcare Association Executive Director Emmett Reed. But first, we're talking with bill opponent Brian Lee. He's Florida's former long-term care ombudsman and executive director of the nursing home residency advocacy nonprofit Families for Better Care. Brian Lee, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on the show again today.
And I invite our listeners to join the conversation as well. Phone lines are open at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. You may send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org or comment on our Facebook page at WGCU Public Media. And first of all, Brian, give us some background on this proposal and why you and Families for Better Care oppose the measure.
Yeah, John, I'll be happy to do that. But before we really delve into that, I just want to get something right off the table and be clear about something and clear the air.
Absolutely.
In full disclosure, I just want to tell you that Families for Better Care is an advocacy organization that is largely sponsored by a trial lawyer who sues nursing homes. And I'm proud of that fact. But let's also be clear about where Mr. Reed's funding is going to come from, because they like to talk about where my funding comes from, but I want to make sure we understand where the nursing homes get their funding. He and the Florida Healthcare Association are paid by nursing home owners whose companies are subsidized by us, the American taxpayers. So a sizable chunk of our taxpayer money that's sloshing around in the nursing home coffers is being spent on hiring lobbyists to propose legislation that benefits owners and not residents. So now that the air is clear, let's talk about this problem with legislation. There's something Mr. Reed and I would agree upon, and although we do have differing opinions in the past, we do agree that lawsuits are a problem. We both detest lawsuits. Lawsuits are nasty, especially when it comes to nursing homes, because whenever a lawsuit is filed, it generally means that something catastrophically went wrong with an elderly resident's care. A grandmother was raped. A sister fell out of her wheelchair and suffered a traumatic brain injury. Maybe a father's eye was infested with maggots. Or even a wife is plunged out of a third-story window to her death. These are all real problems that happened in a nursing home. I'm sure that Mr. Reed would agree with me that these types of horrific incidents should never occur in nursing homes. But our solution to fix this lawsuit problem is where we part ways. You see, I believe that the best way to limit lawsuits against nursing homes is to simply provide quality nursing home care. And that's achieved by hiring an ample number of well-trained caregivers. And let me tell you that nursing homes are making plenty of money that would easily allow them to reinvest soaring profits back into more staff to care for our residents. But Mr. Reed's solution, on the other hand, and what we see in this bill that's being proposed, is to exonerate those decision makers who are chiefly responsible for the widespread abuse and neglect in our state by legally classifying them as what they call passive investors. These so-called investors, the industry is working so hard to shield, are really giant nursing home chains that construct layer upon layer of empty shell companies to hide their identities and to mask their multi-billion dollar chains from any and all accountability. In the final analysis, what Mr. Reed and his bosses are pushing for is what no other business owner enjoys in Florida, and that's a get-out-of-jail-free card, complete immunity from any civil or criminal accountability when people are abused or neglected in nursing homes. Passage of this bill would mean that owners could not be held accountable in court or law. Just be clear on that. They would be completely immune, insulated from any accountability. Residents would lose the ability to sue those corporate owners who fundamentally make the decisions on how a nursing home is run, how budgets are set, and how much is skimmed off for profits. You mentioned, as we open here, John, that I served as a state ombudsman. And it was really for most of this past decade I served in that position. And I've inspected nursing homes from one end of this state to the other, morning, noon, and night. And I've watched firsthand how some of these penny-pinching corporate decisions have spoiled the quality of care for our loved ones. And that was with the threat of lawsuits on the table. So when this bill passes, and more than likely it will pass out of the House today, it was heard on the floor yesterday, second reading, it's going to be up for a vote more than likely today, and it will pass. And I tell you, it will result in worse care for residents. Why? Because this legislation will allow owners to recalibrate their budgets so they can further maximize their profitability at the expense of residents' care. And when that happens, families can expect to see more pressure sores, to hear more cracking of bones being shattered from falls, to smell more urine and feces from people laying in their filth for hours at a time, and to watch starving loved ones cry from their own hunger pains. I'm afraid that the passage of this legislation will throw nursing home care into a tailspin, making suffering and death the regular reality of nursing home care in Florida.
Have you had an opportunity, Brian, to testify before legislative bodies considering this bill throughout the session?
Yes, I've testified in the Senate on a couple of occasions about this bill, expressed my concerns, and not only the fact that when it comes to the protection of the corporate decision makers from accountability, but I've also talked about how residents will not be able to get access to their own medical records. I know that there's a provision that within the bill that rewrites the section as far as medical record access, but it puts the authority and the determining power back into the nursing home of whether or not a resident can get access to their own records. If a nursing home believes that it's a detriment, this is what's in the bill. If the nursing home believes that it's a detriment to the resident to provide the records, they don't have to give it to them. And if a resident wants to complain about the nursing home not giving them their records, there's actually a provision written that allows the disallows the resident from actually filing a complaint with the Agency for Healthcare Administration. They would not have to investigate. So this really is a violation of federal law as far as records access and state law currently that residents going to get access to the records. I know it's been talked about quite a bit about protecting the investors in our state and rewriting the language so that investors will come to invest in Florida and buy nursing homes, build nursing homes. They're doing that. I mean, it's a buyer's market right now for nursing homes. Nursing homes are enjoying their highest profitability in the last decade. Price per bed averages that shows the valuation of nursing homes higher than ever, breaking all records. More transactions occurring, billions upon billions of dollars in this soaring bull market. That what the investors say. I'm not even saying this. This is the investors talking here. They say that the bull market is going to continue in the nursing home through at least 2016, and more likely beyond that, because there's a high amount of supply, there's a high amount of demand, and there are investors coming to Florida. They're buying nursing homes. Last year, a nursing home sold for $135,000 per bed in South Florida. $135,000 per bed. That's twice what the national average was. It is a good market. It's robust. Investors are coming here. We don't need special legislation to allow buyers to come into our state. They're already doing that, and they're making incredible profits currently. And unfortunately, far too many of our nursing home residents are still suffering in our state. I mean, we have a watch list in our state where there's still one in five nursing homes that are on this watch list. 133 nursing homes of the 680 are on the state's watch list for chronically dangerous care. We don't need more special protections for nursing home owners. We need more protections for residents, our loved ones, to be safe in the places where they live. And, you know, I've been to many nursing homes, John. I've seen the best of care. I've seen the worst of care. I was just at a facility last month, which I consider one of the top in our state and probably in the nation. And the administrator, CEO of that nursing home, said the difference between nursing home quality, good care, and bad care is all about staffing. What these for-profit companies, and what we see it already, not-for-profit companies, they do is they put their money back to the staffing. For-profits, they don't have a tendency to do that. It's all about the bottom line. And this bill is only to make that bottom line cushier for nursing home owners. It's all this does.
Brian, are you additionally concerned because of, you know, what's happened with stronger staffing standards that, you know, the legislature had demanded about a decade ago? What's happened since then?
Yeah, you know, the thing about the staffing standards is that, you know, we had this promise, the legislature made a promise to residents and the families that they would achieve this high staffing level. And we, at a time, we actually got up to that point where staffing was pretty close to what they had proposed. But unfortunately, the staffing levels have been whittled away. They've got to their lowest level in years. That puts residents in danger. And we, you know, what I'm asking as an advocate is that before the legislature considers passing more nursing home lawsuit protections for owners and operators, that they would first live up to the promise that they made back in 2001 when there was this reform where everybody came together, the nursing home industry, families, all stakeholders came together, and everybody got something out of it, and most importantly, the residents. But they've never lived up to that expectation of 2001, and now we're back at the table again, and the nursing homes are asking for additional protections when residents still haven't seen the expectation delivered on as far as staffing. Staffing levels are still far too low in our state. I am first to say that we still have some of the best, we have probably the best staffing standard in the country, the gold standard, more likely. And I just want to see us live up to that. And so residents are safe. And I'm sure Mr. Reed would agree with that as well. We want to make sure that there's the best quality of care in nursing homes there possibly could be. Let's live up to that 2001 standard before we revisit any type of new nursing home lawsuit protections.
Brian, a Families for Better Care survey ranking nursing home care gave Florida a B grade recently, finding that, you know, less than 10% of Florida facilities had been cited for a severe deficiency, although 92% were cited for minor deficiencies. Help us understand what these survey results mean and kind of what's been going on in regards to the level of care in Florida nursing homes. I'm sure you remember the 2011 Miami Herald series Neglected to Death, and I know that really served as a catalyst for state regulators to really start cracking down on some of these bad actors. But is there still not a concern that, you know, that this type of legislation or without this type of legislation, it could end up shutting down facilities that are, you know, are housing our elders at a time when, you know, the boomer generation is getting older and we're going to need more of these facilities?
Yeah, I can tell you, John, right off the bat that the number of nursing homes that have been shut down in the past 25 years, I could probably count on one hand. It just doesn't happen. Even with some of the most egregious care, it just doesn't happen. It's very infrequent. Now, when you look at our study, when we gave Florida a B for their nursing home grade, that was a comparative analysis with the rest of the country. We looked at staffing levels. We looked at inspection records. We looked at ombudsman data. And when we put it all together in our methodology, they ranked comparatively that Florida was 11th overall, and scored a B. Now, knowing that the problems, again, like I said in the beginning, one in five of our nursing homes on our state's watch list for bad care, to know that our state still scored a B when we have that many severe problems in nursing homes just shows how concerned America should be about the quality of nursing home care in our country. We still scored high. We still have a lot of problems. We still have a lot of work to do. But giving protection to investors when they to not be accountable when they're making bad decisions that put people in jeopardy of harm, that's not the way to go about protecting our nursing home residents and making sure that they're safe. You know, it's like, you know, I have an 11-year-old daughter, and every once in a while I see her go and she puts her hand at the cookie jar, and I tell her, don't take a cookie out of the cookie jar. And she knows that she's going to get punished if she does that. If I said, okay, sweetie, I'm going to put a note in front of the cookie jar that says, please don't ever take a cookie out of a cookie jar, but you will not be punished. Well, what do you think she's going to do? Well, she's going to go ahead and continue to take the cookies out of the cookie jar if there's no punishment. There's no fear of the potential of her being in trouble for her wrongdoing.
She's in the culpability like needs to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of where we're at right now. If we pass this legislation, we're not talking about children. We're talking about people's lives here. If we pass this legislation, nursing home owners are going to be not accountable for the bad care in our state. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I'm sure we're all going to be watching what the state house does today. Brian Lee, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.
You too. And we've just been speaking with Brian Lee, the executive director of the nursing home patient advocacy nonprofit Families for Better Care. That organization opposes the nursing home litigation measure being considered by the Florida House, which would limit who could be named in lawsuits against nursing homes in cases of alleged abuse or neglect. Now we'll hear from a supporter of the proposed bill. Emmett Reed is executive director of the Florida Healthcare Association, which is the state's largest long-term care provider advocacy organization. Emmett Reed, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Good morning, John. Thanks for the opportunity.
And go ahead and give us your take on this bill. You heard Brian talking about you know, how this would really protect investors who, he says, are in fact culpable for conditions in cases, you know, sometimes where abuse and neglect occur. But you're saying that's not the case, that these are, you know, passive hands-off folks.
Right, right. First of all, Mr. Lee just told a string of whoppers to your audience, and I'm glad I get to really set the record straight. He's using desperate words. He sounds like he just came from a third world country. Yet he talks about Florida having just coming back from some of the best nursing homes he's ever seen in Florida. His shell corporation group, Families for Better Care, which is funded by one law firm, practically speaking, gave us a B, which is shocking that they would rate us that high. But there was some strategy there, and so no, it does not protect anybody that's responsible for budgeting, staffing decisions, hiring, firing. Any owner that has a day-to-day activity can still be sued. The passive investor, best way to look at that is if you own stock in Coca-Cola, let's put it that way. Say you own some stock in Coca-Cola, and somebody wants to sue Coca-Cola, they're not going to come and sue the shareholders that have no day-to-day decision in what Coca-Cola does. And one other thing, John, I'd like to mention, when you began your program, you talked about AARP
yes.
and the Florida Healthcare Association and the Chamber of Commerce all coming together. One major group that you left out was the Florida Justice Association.
Yeah, explain to me how this bill would really sort of end, I guess, a lot of contention between these two groups.
Between which two groups?
The Florida Justice Association and the Florida Healthcare Association. I understand
was
a joint.
Good, I got you. That's a great question. It is a true compromise bill. What it does is it really isolates the fringe law group that Mr. Lee is funded by from bringing unnecessary lawsuits to nursing homes. And we've got a group of reasonable attorneys in the Florida Justice Association that worked with AARP and the Florida Healthcare Association to hammer out, okay, who should be responsible and who should not be responsible. When you have a group suing willy-nilly, it basically drives up the cost of litigation coverage to one study shows $5,100 per bed that could be going toward care. And so what we've done is we've helped eliminate that by protecting the passive investor, people not involved in the day-to-day, as well as making it easier for family members and attorneys to attain records for the resident. And another bit of misinformation that Mr. Lee said was that the residents don't have access to their records. That's absolutely false.
Well, would this bill somehow make it possible then for nursing homes to decide, you know, when it's not appropriate to give a resident their records when they request them?
The residents have access to their records.
So that's
the bill does nothing to stop that.
I want to come back to this issue of the corporate, you know, or the passive investors.
Sure.
What role do they actually play in the nursing home? Are they just providing funds? Are they really not having any decisions over budgets? How much is spent?
Well, it depends. Many are not. For instance, GE Capital or let's say a REIT, a real estate insurance trust, will look at the nursing home as a good investment, and they'll provide the funding. The nursing home will then use that funding to run their nursing home. If that REIT or GE Capital or any investor is shown to have management responsibility, for instance, again, the budgeting, the staffing, policies and procedures, hiring and firing the administrator or director of nursing, any of those entities will be able to be drawn into the lawsuit. It does not protect them in that case.
Okay, but under this bill, they wouldn't just be able to name the person. A judge would have to allow them to name them in the lawsuit.
Right. And that's another counterpoint I want to make is that all we're doing is bringing nursing home corporate law into line with other business litigation. Mr. Lee said, "Well, nobody else gets this protection." No, that's absolutely false. Everybody else gets this protection except nursing homes. And, you know, John, Florida ranks second in the nation in the number of 4- and 5-star nursing facilities. And that is according to the U.S. News and World Reports. So we've got one of the highest staff-to-resident ratios in the country. Residents receive more time with nurses. And that's important. We want to do that. So we're very proud of the care that our nursing homes are giving.
And you know, as an organization, you know, representing these long-term care facilities, do you see cases where litigation, where these lawsuits for abuse and neglect have ended up shutting down a facility? Or just that, or I mean, would that come from something along the lines of AHCA stepping in? I mean,
right. Well, that's up to AHCA. But I will tell you, we address that, and that was this has been probably a 5-year development. This bill, and that's been, you know, working with the Florida Justice Association, working with AARP. I mean, we're working with a group that sues nursing homes, and we're working with a group that protects the elderly and AARP. And all of a sudden, we've got, you know, somebody alleging that this is a nefarious bill. This bill has the ultimate in financial responsibility for nursing home owners. If they are sued and there is a judgment levied against that nursing home, and if the nursing home does not pay that judgment, they lose that license. They can't sell the license to a related party. They can't sell it to a family member of theirs. They lose the license, which in many cases is a multi-million dollar loss.
Mm-hmm. And is there concern further down the road, the industry, you know, as Brian Lee says, and I think it's probably not, you wouldn't dispute it either, the nursing home industry is quite lucrative here in Florida. We have a, you know, an incredibly significant elder population here. But is there concern that without lawsuits like this, the industry itself could be in danger?
John, you know, that again, as I said at the beginning, he told a bunch of whoppers. I mean, you can look it up yourself. The Medicaid, there's a basically a report released earlier this month. It's called Medicaid Certified Nursing Facilities in Florida, an analysis of financial margins, and it's finding that Florida nursing homes are averaging a profit margin of just 3.8% on reported revenue. That's a 45% decline over 2 years. 1 in 4 nursing facilities are operating in the red, and so yes, this will help that, because they're having to put so much money aside to protect themselves from this one predatory law firm that they're not able to put it back into care.
Mm-hmm. So you know, when we consider, you know, like nursing home chains, like one of Florida's largest, Consulate Healthcare, they're kind of an anomaly in terms of profits.
Yeah, I'd like to see how he came up with that number as well, because I know Consulate went through a large number of acquisitions countrywide, and so I'm not sure how he came up with those numbers. But if his numbers are correct, and almost nothing he said was correct in his interview, then yes, it would be an anomaly.
Well, Emmett Reed, as we come to the end of our segment this morning, can you give us your closing thoughts on this litigation bill? Or are you thinking, as Brian is, that it's likely to pass?
Yes, I believe it's likely to pass, and we're hopeful that the governor will sign the bill. It's a good bill. It's a compromise bill that is a compromise between the Florida Justice Association, AARP, and the Florida Healthcare Association. And, you know, I am excited about it. It's a good bill for Florida. It's a good bill for families that have residents in nursing homes. And my final thought would be, I would love to see Mr. Lee be as passionate about funding for nursing homes as he is about criticizing nursing homes.
Well, that is all the time we have for this portion of the show, but I want to thank my guest, Emmett Reed. He's Executive Director of the Florida Healthcare Association. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Also, thanks to Brian Lee, Executive Director of Families for Better Care, who was with us earlier in this segment. We're taking a short break, but when we return, we'll be taking a closer look at the growth potential for solar energy development with Naples resident and longtime veteran of the industry, Neville Williams. He's author of the newly released book, Sun Power. That conversation's just ahead. Stay with us. You're listening to WGCU, NPR for Southwest Florida.